ball downfield, and a wide open reach, drop!
Here we are. Take it like a fan. You got Chip.
You got the dog.
Bo!
It's a special edition of Take It Like a Fan tonight.
Stanley Cup champions.
COVID Cup.
And the Tampa Bay Lightning have won the Stanley Cup!
Well, there's that too, but that's not what I was thinking. Segment two, we're going to get into our picks, and I think I'm still in the lead, so... kind of a special edition.
Why don't we just get to your picks right now and just end the
show?
That's all we got to do. We're going to come here, we're going to do your picks, and that's it. It's going to be Chip's pick show.
They'd be getting a lot of information, a lot of good information.
Miami or Jacksonville?
Money picks.
What? Jacksonville, so you lost. Okay, you were done.
Do you do any betting in Vegas? Or like,
I should have. I should have for the last two
weeks.
Well,
he said when he does, he doesn't win.
Yeah. So why don't you just, there's truth to that.
Why don't you just...
You bet them for me?
No, just run your same picks.
And why don't I do the picks, you bet with your money, and then we split the winnings.
Okay.
What happens when you lose?
Yeah. sounds great.
All right, so we got to talk about, of course, our new Stanley Cup champions.
Did they announce who the MVP was?
Yeah, they did. Yeah,
who was it?
It was Hedman.
Victor.
They gave it to Victor?
Hedman. Yes.
Should have gave it to Vazzy.
Hey, who do you guys got for stick taps for the playoffs for the Lightning?
Who?
Stick taps, like a outstanding player.
Vazzy. My hat goes off to Vazzy. 110%.
I mean, but Braden Point too.
Point had like what, 33?
Well, look at his last name. His last name's Point. He's gonna get points.
Oh,
I'm going with Yanni Gourde.
Yanni Gourde. That line.
What about Maroon?
I think Yanni Gourde played 120% every second he was on. But yeah. There wasn't a bad cup of coffee on that team.
Shattenkirk. They all were beast mode in this final series. I will say, Bo and I were talking about earlier. Great game last night to win the championship, but Saturday, even though we lost, that was probably the best game of the series.
Oh, it's heartbroken.
Yep.
Yeah, it was.
Gave me anxiety.
Yeah,
I needed Xanax.
That's what made it so good. That's what made it so good,
dude.
Yeah. Not really. I don't like that feeling.
You don't?
No. Not if there's not like something to come after it. Like it's just, oh, and then you get a loss. Like, oh, fuck, go kick my cat. Why don't you? I don't even have a cat, but if I did, you'd kick it.
Oh, don't lie. You got three.
Come
of them.
On.
Yeah, if that's what you want to call them,
dude. Let's talk about you for a second.
Let's talk about me.
Hey, dog. I get a call.
He gets a call
before I'm getting ready to leave my house. Come on over here. Have some fun with my guys tonight. And I get a call from Bo. And he says, hey, you got any quarters at your house? I'm like, yeah, bro, I got some quarters. What do you need? I need $2 in quarters. I got to finish my laundry. I don't feel like going to the store for quarters.
What's wrong with that?
I mean, bro.
That's human interaction.
Life of the Bachelor.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
Who picked up the pizza?
I did.
He did.
If you're out and about.
I wasn't planning on that.
Should have stopped at the store, got some boiled
peanuts. There is no store like that.
Every week we get excited about what Bo is going to cook up for the show, and Dog and I start texting about midday, wondering what's for dinner.
God forbid.
We tried Monster Lobsters.
You definitely dropped it, and I was like, whoa, lobster tonight?
Yeah, okay.
I guess that's not going to happen.
Nope.
All right, so anything more about that we want to talk about the Lightning for right now?
I mean, rats off to him. Congratulations. Yeah. We're two-time champs.
Are you guys going to the parade tomorrow?
Oh, yeah. I don't know. What time is it?
No, I won't be.
They are doing the boat parade, I think, at 5, mm-hmm. and then Raymond James at 7:30.
Oh, wow.
You going down there?
I don't know. I might put the boat in.
I might participate.
There you go.
That would be cool.
I will be at my little man's hockey game, so I will not be able to participate.
What number is he?
He's 21.
Oh,
yeah.
What did he say to you last night?
I don't want to talk about it.
I do.
I don't.
You want to talk about my laundry? You're going to talk about your home life.
Don't talk about my family.
So I heard, folks, that his son called him a bandwagon Lightning fan.
It's nothing like a 12-year-old calling.
I just want to know.
Speak on it.
How did he hear the term bandwagon?
Speak on it.
Well, I think he's heard me complain about bandwagon fans that I hang out with a few times.
That you hang out with?
I'm looking at a couple of them sometimes, especially you across here.
I'm bandwagon.
Yeah, kind of,
There is a picture of your truck with a Patriots license plate.
Boom. Saw it.
I did too.
It doesn't matter because I didn't put it on there.
Instagram.
And as soon as I realized that I ripped it off, burned it, and now Tom Brady's in Tampa. So, good luck for you.
All right. So, yeah, I did. I got called out by my 12-year-old, but that's okay. That's okay.
What does he know?
Yeah, what does he know?
Apparently they know everything.
They do.
Yeah.
They just ask him. All right, so what else we got? We got NBA, obviously, that I thought for sure the NBA wanted to see LeBron and the Lakers versus the Celtics. I thought they were going to use that to kind of beef them back up because they're hurt.
Well, you also think about how LeBron did Miami.
I understand.
Yeah.
I understand. So there's a storyline there, too.
Jimmy Butler, though.
I'm pulling for Jimmy, but it's already going to go
to
the Lakers.
I think everyone's pulling for the underdog, but...
Bo and I had a discussion about this. Do you think it's... I mean, is it a bad look to have Bumble?
As a sponsor on your jersey. When you're a professional athlete and you have another sponsor representing you besides your whoever made it,
like
yes,
Adidas,
that's
or
bad.
Yeah.
Because the only place that happens is in soccer.
Yeah,
all overseas they have the Fly Emirates because
and
they don't
now,
really have.
Now they're sharing all the games brought to you by YouTube.
YouTube TV on the court. It's the NBA Finals brought to you by YouTube. That's no. To me, that's no.
Dog quiet over there.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
Okay, he ain't got nothing
to say
on that matter.
Okay. All right.
Well, let me ask you this. Who's going to take it, Lakers or Heat? And what is the final going to be? Is it going to be 4-2?
No, it's going to go 7. The basketball's going to want the ratings. They're going to make it go 7. And Lakers are going to end up winning it for a tribute to Kobe because, remember what I told you? Kobe knocked out the Nuggets. He knocked out the Clippers. And then he knocked out Orlando in the finals in 2009. And now LeBron has a chance to do the same thing this year by knocking out Clippers, Nuggets, and winning in Orlando.
Yeah. But there you go.
I don't know. Go, Jimmy.
I'm going to say it's going to go to 6.
I'm saying 5.
No. LA's going to obviously win.
I think Lakers going to win the first 2. Heat's going to win the 3rd. Lakers going to finish it up with the next 2 wins.
No way.
Back.
It's going to go 7.
Yeah. Right. And everybody says Lakers, though?
I
want the Heat to win.
I
would much prefer the Heat to win.
For sure.
But are
who,
they going
realistically,
to?
Who's going to win? Then it's going to go to the Lakers.
Off the analytics.
Lakers shouldn't even be in there anyways.
Fair enough.
Lakers and the Cowboys are just like, ugh.
Yeah?
Ugh.
Lakers and Cowboys?
Yeah.
Okay.
How about when you get those fans that are like, oh, I like the Lakers, the Cowboys.
The Yankees.
The Yankees, yeah.
That's all they watch. They don't know any other teams.
Well, those are your bandwagon guys. Those are the hot teams
like
over the last decade.
The Cowboys starter pack. It's like jeans, some what are those, star shoes, a fade.
Converse.
Yeah, it's just, yeah, get out of here.
And
not my cup of tea.
And the cheerleaders, Dallas cheerleaders. I mean, there's always some.
That's cheerleaders. Some. I said Cowboys.
Oh, okay, cool. So we're on the same page.
No all steers.
Right. All right, so we all agree. L.A. is probably going to take it. I say in 5, you say in 6, and he says going 7.
Well, yeah, look at that.
Well, I'm just saying. I mean, well, not again. We're going to get into the picks later. But right now, I think I am 2-0, right? Like, we've played this 2
You're
two
not
weeks.
2-0. You have 2 points.
Which means I won both weekends.
You
that
can't
we did it.
Lose. You just don't get the win.
Okay.
So you have 2.
Yep.
We have 0.
Yep.
So
all right.
So now we're going into our picks?
No, not yet. Okay. Not yet. We got plenty more to talk about.
Yeah.
Like, we can go ahead and share with our fans that we have in the last couple weeks, I think, got all of our episodes up now on the various podcast forums, whether it be Podcast Addict, Podcast, there's another one. Podcast Easy or something like that. Deezer, there's Spotify, there's Google Podcasts, all of them. So now you can go there, be looking for our social media gurus, better known as Dog and Bo, to be promoting all the links.
Check us out. Check us out. We're out there.
We are. We are out there. And the best part is we, Dog and I, were just downstairs discussing it, and we just realized that we can target. This is how savvy we are. We can target our promotion on Instagram.
Yeah.
Did not know that.
That's what I told you to do on Twitter.
We're doing really good in California and Florida when we talk about Florida, or California and New York when we talk about Florida sports. But they really like us in California and New York.
Why would they?
I don't know.
Why wouldn't they?
You're right.
Yeah, the Stanley Cup, the Rays are the best team.
Why wouldn't you
want
to hear about Tampa Bay sports?
And you got Tom Brady here.
Yeah.
And Jimmy Butler.
So I want to jump a little something. I saw something the other day on Twitter. It's relevant to the Tom Brady winning culture. How it has affected Tampa.
Okay.
Well, last year the Rays made the playoffs, and they're in the playoffs currently winning 1-0 right now. The Tom Brady winning culture, it's in Tampa. Congratulations. Before Brady drafted in 2000, the Celtics won no rings since 86. The Red Sox won 0 rings since 1918, and the Bruins haven't won a ring since 1971. After that, from 2000 to 2020, the Pats have 6 championships, the Celtics have 1, the Red Sox have 4, and the Brewers have 1. We already have a Lightning championship.
There
Brady
it is.
The Rays are on the quest to get theirs.
I think Brady threw out a little call out to the Lightning today. Congratulations.
He did.
Asked how they're going to do social distancing for the parade.
Yep, for a friend.
Yep. So, I know. It's exciting times, man, because I'm not a baseball fan, which if you listen to the show, you do know. But they're what? They were top in the AL, right?
They finished first in the AL.
First round.
They have two games at home.
Their
first
game is actually on the screen behind us as we speak.
Mm-hmm.
And as you said, they're up 1-0. So all I need now, we got one championship down. I got two to go.
Yep.
Two to go.
Trifecta.
Is there anything?
Rowdy's still around. Yeah, actually, they're in the playoffs, too.
Okay. Good.
They're in the playoffs.
Are they?
Yeah.
Rowdy's are in the playoffs,
yeah,
too.
They made the playoffs.
Oh, I'm now a Rowdy's fan.
The Gators are ranked 3.
Gators. They are right there. Yeah, the Gators had a big game.
Yep, they jumped up from 5-3.
Smashed.
Mm-hmm.
Smashed.
Yeah, that was a great meme you sent, or one of you guys sent, by the way.
Oh,
that
too,
great.
And then Lee
that
Corso.
Was awesome. That was awesome. No, the one with the Seminole on the ground being pounded out by the hurricane with the gator in the background taking a picture. That's awesome.
Yeah, Seminole's in a world of hurt.
Yeah. I had to give a
FS
few
who?
Of those.
FS who?
Yeah, I had to give those guys some shit this week, a couple of my buddies.
They don't even want to hear it.
Oh, no.
Well, sure, they don't.
They're like, hey, college doesn't even matter.
Like, oh, now it doesn't. Now it doesn't matter.
I've even heard them say, oh, you guys weren't good 2 years ago.
No, and you guys were even worse since.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
yeah, when the Gators.
52-10.
When the Gators aren't good, they're still an average team. This team, the Florida State, they need a lot of help. Mm-hmm. A lot of help.
Well, so that's, again, what we're talking about. We just told everybody to get on the podcast, listen to us. We're going to be doing Florida sports. That's what we're going to zero in on. So we got to beef up our knowledge on Jaguars, on the Dolphins.
I think we all took the Jacksonville game last week.
And
No, you did not. I'm not going to do this with you.
True fact. I went back and forth, Jacksonville, Miami. Yeah, Miami, because I saw a dolphin.
I saw
a vision of a dolphin.
Prove it.
What?
Prove it.
Go to the tape.
Cut.
Fitzmagic pulled
Fitz
it
Magic
off.
Did pull it off yesterday.
So?
Yesterday, you mean Thursday?
Oh, yeah, last week, sorry.
Bucks? Anybody know? We know we got to talk about the Bucks for a minute. 2-1, top of the division.
A lot of work to do.
I wouldn't say a lot.
Broncos are not a good team. Like that was a good impressive, but they should have scored more points than what they did. They left a lot of drives.
Well, what do we got next? Chargers. We got Chargers next. I mean, they're not chump by any means.
No, they're not. They hung tough with the Chiefs, but I think Herbert's down now, and Tyrod Taylor still hurt, so I don't even know who their quarterback is at the moment.
Who did they play this past Sunday?
It's right there. They played Buffalo. Yeah, okay. Josh Allen.
No,
what a
that
beast.
That was the Rams.
Oh, that was the Rams. Yeah.
Who are you guys giving a game ball out to?
Carolina.
Sunday?
They got beat by Carolina, 35-10.
Who are we giving the game ball out for? What?
For last Sunday's game, over Denver.
Man. Godwin showed up with a couple of nice catches. Evans always there.
Who made that pick in the end zone? Edwards. Or
Mike Edwards. Money Badger.
I kind of like that because he kind of stepped in when Sean Murphy Bunting got hurt, and he had like 5-7 plays, and they were driving down the field, and he was right there, and he picked that ball off, and that kind of sealed the game. To me, that kind of sealed the game.
I'm going.
Wendell.
Foul. Foul. I'm going Shaq Barrett.
Shaq.
I'll give it to Shaq. He got a safety, and he got a nice sack. We had 5-6 sacks that game?
Mm-hmm.
We had a couple sacks.
He had two himself, I think.
He did have two, after not having any either, so it was a good homecoming for him.
I'm going with the kid in the center field, Antoine Winfield Jr.
Another great performance.
I'm excited to see him play. He's a young stud right there.
He flies around the field.
Man, who's our one number one back? I mean, literally. I mean, I'm sorry.
Running back?
Yeah, it's not Jones. He's not a
I like
back,
what they're
man.
Doing.
This
though.
Is the thing. We don't have you don't specifically have you don't have a number one, but you got three guys that can run the ball at any given time, and I think with having the versatile that they have, why do you need a number one back?
McCoy's come out as Mr. Third down.
That's what he was brought here for. Screen plays, dump plays, and he can catch the ball and he can run. And he stretches the field.
I think when you have the first half, you know, kind of more dedicated to Rojo. You know, he's faster, quicker.
Bring him in, beat him up with Fournette.
Exactly.
You can do vice versa.
I would do vice versa.
Well, you're not a coach.
I understand that, but maybe I should be.
So you're now questioning Arians and Leftwich and even what Brady wants out there.
Why do you not take it to him at the start of the game with your beast mode?
You want
to
show all your eggs in the basket, like all
first
order.
I'm sure. I'm sure
they know.
They have different schemes for different games. Yeah. And
they do. The one play I liked is when they brought Mike Evans in motion. He ran to the end zone. And all he got was that little 1 yard touchdown. To me, that is a play
Did you see how fast Brady brought that ball?
That's what I'm saying.
Man.
The quick little slants like that. Sometimes you need 1 yard just to get a first down. That play shows that we can get it anytime.
And when you got a 6'6" receiver that can just lean into the pile.
And how about your boy Scotty Scooter?
I told you, dog. Going downstairs, I said, "You watch. We're not making this episode.
Can you guys just give it to him? Can you give it to him? Can you give me a little credit?"
He's the only Buccaneer that in this game I was feeling so good, and then all of a sudden I think it was like a 30-40
like
40 yard bomb to Scotty, and I immediately I was like, "God damn it!
Why are you mad that he caught the ball?"
No, it's awesome that he caught the ball, but I'm mad that you got something to say about it.
What do you mean?
It's just you calling.
You're mad that I'm right.
He wanted to throw you the bone downstairs saying that every year you pick some unknown and they have a great year and they just do. And he wasn't unknown, but no one expected him to be
the role
like
you know
Tom's Wes Welker, you know?
Because I actually like pay attention to
this
shit.
Oh, do you?
I pay attention to the other
teams. You pay attention to Twitter.
My football teams are 2-1 right now. You know how many fantasy points I've scored?
I'm 3-0.
I scored 449 fantasy points in 3 weeks. You do the math on that.
Okay, I can.
It's huge. That means I kind of guess
less than 180 a week.
I may not be able to pick the teams like you, but I can pick the players and where they're going to perform.
Really? Because I killed it on my FanDuel last weekend.
Did you?
Yes.
What'd you win?
I only won $65. But
hey, that's more than I won.
Yeah, but how do I only get $65 for 202 points?
You got to get more.
That's
you got to do better.
Craziness.
You got to do better.
Yeah.
I can help you out.
No, thank you. I'm good. I think it's 2-0 right now. All right. So, last thing we're going to talk about before the break is obviously the Rays going into the playoffs. I don't really know anything.
Well, we've been trying to fill you in
the other,
all year.
No, I'm saying even the other baseball team. What is it? Florida.
The Marlins? They're actually in the playoffs, too.
Are they?
Yep.
See,
how do you get? Yeah,
so yeah,
Florida's
go,
on
go,
fire.
Go
right now.
Figure right now that the Marlins and Rays are in the playoffs, which is
please
never happened.
Tell me that the Dolphins or Jacksonville are somewhere around the top of their division.
They're not.
Right
they're
the
not.
Jags are.
No,
the Jags are.
Jags are 1-2.
No, they're not. I thought they're 2-1.
They're 1-2.
Oh yeah,
let's
that's
just
right.
see
they
right
lot,
here.
Lot,
okay, yeah. Miami is 1-2, and Jacksonville's 1-2. So they're not. I was gonna say, man, my Florida sports are killing it.
Did you
right
know?
Now.
Did you guys hear the latest news though?
What's
not
that?
To get away from the Rays, but Tennessee and the Vikings. Tennessee's facility shut
down
until
shut
Saturday.
Down. Yes, a whole bunch of
bummer if they
got to
kick them out. Remember the Titans?
Yeah. Oh boy.
What? It was a good movie.
Come on.
It was a great movie.
Come on.
Yep.
So. All right, so anything else? I mean, the Rays. There's
These
not
Rays
much
are,
to say right now since the playoffs just started. Literally.
They just they're in the bottom of the seventh right
the
now.
Seventh.
1-0 lead. Joey Wendell on first. 1-1 count.
Okay.
It's moving along. I mean, I'm just the guy Blake Snell pitched. Phenomenal today. He let up his first.
I can come back to it like 30 minutes from now, and it'll still be bottom of the seventh.
It won't be.
1-0 Rays.
Of another game.
Okay. Here we go. Dog, anything on the Rays? I see your Rays hat over there.
Let's get it.
That's all you got to do. I mean, it's, like you said, it's a long game. So
it is a long game. But
hopefully by
you know
next
what
week
we learned from our other episodes?
What?
18 total minutes of action packed into this 3 hours of baseball.
That's your average. That's not... So,
true.
No, I'm not even going to do it.
See, you don't want to open that door, do you? All right, let's take a break and come back with reviewing our picks from last week, setting a new grand poobah if needed, doubtful that there will be that need, and make our picks for the following weekend. I think we already picked the NBA, right? Everybody's going Lakers. So you're picking game one. Obviously,
I'm taking the Heat.
You're going to take the Heat?
Yeah.
Heat game
not?
One Heat? Okay.
There's a home run. Two-run shot. Let's go.
See the excitement.
Let's go. Smart guy.
That was a football, like a touchdown, or like last night we were watching the Lightning game.
Let's go.
I mean, they're screaming and yelling. And what do we get off this? Two-run shot. Let's go. Let's go. That was 9 total seconds of the action of 18 minutes.
That was a bomb. I don't care what you said. Game's not over yet.
I know. 3-0. All right, let's go to break. Come back with our picks.
See ya.
Hey, mister, I just found the sports podcast card. You know anything about it?
Why, yes, Billy, I do.
Oh, gee gollies, tell me more.
Billy, you can go find us anywhere over on Spotify,
Apple Podcasts? You can find us on Google Podcasts, Podchaser, Podcast Addict. If we had a guy that did his job, you could listen to us on iHeartRadio too, but we're still in pending status. But either way, go find us on those forums.
Gee golly, I sure will, sir. Thanks a bunch.
Take it like a fan or don't listen.
And welcome back to Take It Like a Fan. It is time to find out who the Grand Poobah is going through week number 3.
Can you believe it's week 3 already?
No, actually, I want it to slow down, actually, because I waited so long.
It's not going to. We're on week 4 already.
I know.
We're quarter way through the football season. That's how fast.
Trust me, but the guy that has won both weekends and probably all 3 weekends that we've done so far
knows. Anyways.
Okay. Man, you're just like skipping right over that.
So yep, let's ready to go.
All right, so wait a minute. Wait, dude, we got to do this right. Stop. Here we go. As of right now, Bo, what? Who was in the lead after week 1?
We've heard this 15 times since last week.
Stop. Who's in?
I don't know.
Who was in the lead after week 1?
I can't read. I'm illiterate. I got Braille.
Chip.
Okay, thank you, dog. Dog, who was in the lead after week 2?
Chip.
Okay. Now we are in week 3. Let's go.
Sean, who's in the lead right now?
We're going to find. Seeing how people can't catch me because I'm already up 2-0. So even if I lost.
First game between the Jacksonville Jaguars and the Miami Dolphins, we all got wrong.
I took Miami.
They didn't.
Yes. Okay.
All right. Chicago.
And Atlanta.
And Atlanta. We all took Chicago, which, by the way.
What a choke.
Yeah. Atlanta is choking, and I love every minute of it.
I don't get it. I do not get it. But I'm with it.
Buffalo over the Rams.
Buffalo. They had to come back. Josh Allen, I think he's got, 33 TDs and 3 interceptions in his last 19 games?
Something like that. I heard them say
pretty outstanding. Pretty outstanding.
So everybody took Buffalo?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Washington, Cleveland?
Me and Dog took Washington.
Ew.
Yeah. No, wait. We took Cleveland.
So, wait a minute. That's a check for Chip.
It's not a check. It's a cross out for us.
Yeah, but you put 1.
No, I don't.
Okay.
I leave. You know what?
Yep.
It's 2020. I do what I want.
Tennessee, okay, liberal. Tennessee,
that's
Minnesota.
Not at all liberal. We all took Tennessee.
We all took Tennessee. Mm-hmm. Okay. Vegas, Patriots.
I think I took the Patriots. Yep. And
I took Vegas.
The Raiders. Yes.
Nope. Chip took
the
England.
Patriots too.
Yep.
San Fran, New York, Giants.
You chose New York, Chip.
No. I thought he did too.
Nah. Cincinnati, Philly. I believe I took Philly.
Yep.
But it was
a tie. So everybody gets a loss.
Yep. No, everybody gets a win.
No.
Pittsburgh, Houston.
I think you guys chose Houston. I chose Pittsburgh.
I took who?
We both took Houston.
I chose Pittsburgh.
You had Pitt, and then you switched to Houston. Made me choose Houston, too.
I remember it.
Yeah, okay. That's what happened. Indy Jets.
All the picks are the same besides the last one.
Indy Jets.
We all chose Indy.
No, I see a Jets over there.
There's no Jet over there. Nobody's dumb enough to take the Jets.
L.A., Carolina.
We all took L.A. We all took Tampa. We all took Arizona. We all took Seattle. We all took Green Bay. Then me and you took Baltimore. He took KC.
So I won.
Nope. Comes down to the points, and Dog had 38. You had 63.
And what was the final score?
It was like 20 to 8.
20 to 34, which is 54 points. And how many did he say?
He said 38.
So how many is 54 minus 38?
6.
16. And how many is 63 to 54?
Yep, 9.
Chip
wins again.
Boom!
Good for him. He needs this. Yeah, he needs it more than anybody.
How's that feel? 3-0.
You telling me, 3-0. Man.
If that makes you sleep better at night.
It does.
It really, truly does.
It does. Getting lucky because you can't do anything else.
Oh, there. See, there it is.
Ooh, that's a low blow.
Hidden below the belt.
Well, you can't bet on it.
All right. So let's go into the next week. We'll go ahead and put the NBA since we're going into that.
NBA?
Well, NBA Finals. So we might as well. I mean, everybody's taking L.A. So.
I'm not taking L.A.
Oh, that's right. You took the Heat. I apologize.
I took Heat.
Okay. Well, let's quickly go through these games. Thursday night's game, Denver at the Jets.
Yeah, you starting? You want me to go?
Yeah. Well, I get to go last. Cause
I'm going to choose the Jets.
3-0. Jets? Okay.
Hang on. I'm going to write all down. Who is it? Jets and who?
J- Jets and Denver.
Oh my god.
Yeah. You know, that's a really terrible game.
Are they paying you $38 to go to that game?
Yeah. But man,
I'm gonna roll with Denver, I guess.
Are you?
I don't know why.
J-E-T-S.
I guess someone's got to be different. Someone's got to make a leap here soon.
India, Chicago.
I'm going Colts.
Yeah. Are you guys?
Yeah, go with Chicago. You know who's starting, right? They pulled their starting quarterback.
Oh, that's you're right. Colts. Jacksonville, Cincy.
I'm going Jacksonville.
No, actually.
I'm going Cincy.
I'm going Jacksonville.
Yeah.
Cincy. All right. Cleveland, Dallas.
I'm pulling Cleveland.
Oh, see, now you're jumping over there.
I don't know. I just don't like Dallas.
I know you don't. That's a tough one. Dallas. Saints. Lions. At Lions. Nothing that matters. I guess they are opening it up. All stadiums. 25%, right, this year? This
is weekend? Is it all stadiums? That's cool. Good for them. Keep it going, guys.
Saints at Lions. I'm going Saints.
Yeah.
We are going Steelers heading into Tennessee. Who's currently on
I don't know if that game's going to get.
I don't think it's going to happen.
I don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Which is going to fuck up the whole season.
Yep.
Frick.
So just let's just say let's pick in case they do.
Steelers in Tennessee?
Yep.
We're going to take Steelers.
I'm going to say Steelers, too.
Yeah, I'm going Steelers.
See, this is where I can really win a week.
Possibly.
I need it.
Seahawks at Dolphins. Seahawks all day.
You're not going Fitzmagic?
No. He's got no magic against those guys. I'm not even going to say the next game because we all know.
TB.
Welcome here all day.
Ravens heading over to that football team in Washington.
Ravens.
Yeah, I'm going Baltimore.
Marlon. Hoodoo last night.
All right, well, he was also playing the champs.
Well, I guess that's number one and number three defense. But
AZ at Carolina.
Arizona.
Yep. Across the board. Vikings at Houston.
They win. Did Houston win last week?
No. Houston.
They're 0-3, aren't they?
Yeah.
Ooh.
I'm going Houston.
Ooh. Against who? The Vikings?
Vikings. At Houston. Yeah, Houston. Yeah, I agree.
If it happens.
They got to break it. Yeah, there's another one. Giants at Rams.
Oh, no. I'm going Rams.
Rams. In New England. Heading over to KC.
Ooh, that's Sunday
a good
night.
One. That's a good one. Nope, it's
4:24.
So that's actually tough.
I'm gonna take Patty Mahomes. Okay, pick your favorite team, dude.
It's tough.
Burn.
Casey. Buffalo at
I'm taking New
Raiders.
England.
At the Raiders.
I think this is gonna be a good one.
I think Buffalo.
Buffalo at Oakland?
Yeah.
At Raiders. And they're from Vegas now.
Hold on.
Oh.
You.
Really?
Yeah, I'm going Raiders.
Okay. Them lonely birds out in Philly. Going over to San Fran.
Is that Monday night?
Nope, Sunday night.
Going,
San Fran.
I'm going to San Fran.
All right, Monday night game. Falcons, the choke artist of 2020.
I'm real eager for this game because I want to see Green Bay's defense against Atlanta.
Packers score is 28-7.
Are you going Green Bay?
You think Atlanta's only going to put up 7?
Yeah.
Atlanta's got a pretty good offense.
I know, but they suck.
Are you going Green Bay?
I'm going Green Bay.
38-31. 69 points.
Because Atlanta does not have a defense.
I'm going 49.
I'm going less than 40.
Really?
Yeah.
can't go. You got to pick a number.
I'm saying 28 to 7.
35 points.
I think they're going to fall apart.
So 35?
Yep. I think that Packers will win 28-7. They're going to fall apart. Atlanta just going to keep falling apart.
Atlanta has a good offense.
They're going to score more than 7.
They got, you remember, they got Todd Gurley.
And we also thought they were going to win a game so far this year.
You are, too. They thought they were.
So.
I don't know.
All right, so is that it? That's our picks for the week. So as of right now,
picks
3 points. Chipper. Dog. 0. Bo.
I don't want any.
Even a lower 0 if possible.
We're giving you a handicap lead.
All right.
Let's take our last break, come back and talk to a couple fans. And wait, there is one last thing.
We got some. Oh, I guess we're doing that in the next segment.
Yeah, we're doing that in the next segment. But I got the FanDuel done now. It's all set up. And look, we have different things that we can do now. We can create a challenge, and we just challenge head-to-head. So if we have a fan that wants to talk a little smack, and we challenge him head-to-head for the week. Or
ooh,
we have our contest, which will run Sunday through Monday. I believe I set this one up. Yes, I believe it's all the
so
way
we need
through.
20 entries from that.
20 entries max on the Take It Like a Fan for the Sunday through Monday. And then the challenge head-to-head, it's whoever wants to step up. And
yeah, who wants that smoke?
And put their money where their mouth is.
Yeah,
right. Call any one of the three of us out.
Yep, there it is. I guarantee you get called out more than anybody.
That's fine. I'm fantasy king.
Yeah, well, then nobody wants to challenge the pooba.
You pick
poobah.
Teams. I pick fantasies.
Yeah. Okay, fair enough.
There
I
you
pick
go.
Teams. You
we
pick
work
fantasy.
Together.
There it is.
We work together. Dog, what do?
I do it all.
We'll see you later.
See ya. It's another week of Take It Like a Fan. It's another week of Take It Like a Fan FanDuel. Got to get a hold of Bo, 727-388-1644. First 20 people can enter into the money contest. First 20 people, guaranteed money prizes for 6. We're going to start out low. As we start getting more and more people coming in, we'll beef up the contest. But there's new and improved FanDuel by Take It Like a Fan. I say we challenge. We got a lot of fans out there that think they know a little bit more than you, Bo.
They don't know.
They definitely don't know more than Dog. So I say we go ahead and issue the challenge.
Challenge.
Head to head.
Head to head.
1-on-1.
So it's the first 20
mono
there.
E mono.
But we are also going to offer FanDuel, Take It Like a Fan, weekly head to head challenge against Bo, Chip, and or Dog, your choice. Hit us up, 727-388-1644.
You don't want no smoke.
So here we are. We've reached our third and final segment of this episode. It's always the funnest part for me. Dog, I still vote we start with you, man.
All right. So you guys want to do the would you rather or who is he first?
Oh, hey, man, this is your game. This
who
is your
is
world.
He?
We're only living in it. Let's
who
go.
Is he?
We'll do the who is he.
Who is he?
Who?
Drafted in 1998 by the New York Giants in the second round, pick 55. Played wide receiver at Penn State.
Victor Cruz.
Then went on and played for the Bucks, Seahawks, and Browns. He finished his career with 323 receptions, 4,100 receiving yards, and 29 touchdowns.
Wasn't
he
Vince
wore
Jackson.
Numbers
he was
86.
Was it Vince Jackson?
84, 83, and 87. Also, he was a Super Bowl champion.
Did he?
Who
did
is
he play
he?
For Jacksonville, did you say?
No.
For the New York Giants, he got drafted.
Giants, Bucks, Seahawks, Browns.
Giants, Bucks.
Joe Jaravicious.
You go, Joe. You go.
I got it. I win.
No, no.
I win. Yay, go, Bo. Go, Bo.
Dog.
Ooh, ooh,
who
go
said it
Bo,
first?
Go, Bo. Go, Bo. Ooh,
I'm, that's a tiebreaker.
I won.
All right.
That's a tiebreaker.
I won.
Negative.
Yep.
Let's get into the would you rather brought to you by Dog.
Would you rather?
Okay.
You guys are going to like these. Would you rather be known as a dirty player with a bad rap sheet or known as a sissy player with an annoying rap sheet?
Dirty player, bad rap sheet.
Dirty.
All day.
So like a Vontaze Burfict.
Burset. Burset, whatever I say.
Vontaze Burfict, or whatever his name was, that played linebacker
yeah.
for the Bengals.
Yeah, for the Bengals.
Or that guy that plays for the Bruins that licks people's face. He's just a little
Marshawn.
Sissy. Yeah, he doesn't
yeah,
fight.
Don't want to be that guy.
No. I'm dirty.
Yeah, I'll go dirty too.
Dirty.
Yep. Yeah. You ain't come around me.
Dirty.
Yep.
Yeah, I'd rather people be scared of me if I'm playing a professional sport than
worried
I'm going to lick them.
Yeah. Would you rather be a tennis player or a bull rider?
A tennis player, probably?
Hell no. Give me the bull, man. Hell yeah. I don't want to be out there in that heat. On the bull, you're on there for 8 seconds at max.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, I'll take it.
You ain't riding no bull.
I'll slap that bull. Let's do it.
Yep.
Yep. You ever seen wild hogs?
Yep.
Did that.
Dated a few.
Okay. Oh, at least you're willing to admit it, dude.
Hey,
I love it.
It's all for entertainment.
It's all for it.
Yeah, okay.
You ever seen Friday?
Sorry about three
two,
guys
Craig.
Out there.
Love two.
So would you rather be the first person to hit a 900 on a skateboard or be the first person to hit a backflip on a dirt bike?
Backflip dirt bike.
Well, I think Pastrama did the backflip and Tony Hawk did the 900, right?
Around the same era.
So whose life would I rather choose? Probably Tony Hawk's.
Over Travis Pastrana.
Hell yeah.
No, Pastrana.
Hey, that's you, man. Don't tell me how to live my life.
Yeah, you're a skater. I agree.
Plank pusher.
All right. That was it for the would you rathers.
All right.
Pretty good.
I like that one. I like those. But Bull Rider all day.
I got some stuff.
Oh, boy.
A we in Bose the Buccaneer Brain Busters
Bose
are here for you.
Buccaneer Brain Busters.
Busted!
When was the last time the Bucks pulled off a successful onside kick, and who recovered it?
Dog.
I didn't. That wasn't
I
me.
<know.
laughs> Oh, Chip,
that
you're
was my
negative,
way of passing.
Negative 1 point.
Who recovered it or who kicked it?
Gronkowski
recovered
the last onside kick attempt this year.
No, like when we kick an onside.
Oh, when we were kicking
onside.
Yeah,
when's the last time and who was it that recovered it?
Oh God, I don't know.
I'm gonna say it's a linebacker that recovered it. I don't know his name. Maybe like a.
Well, how about this? I'll give you guys a year, and then you can come from there.
Go for it.
2013. So think of the players on that roster.
Okay.
You guys aren't gonna get it.
Thanks, bro.
That's a wide receiver.
It's a wide receiver.
Go ahead.
2013.
Still not gonna get it.
Give us his initials.
No.
Tell us who he is.
Just make you don't even want to make a guess? Russell Shepard.
Russell Shepard. He was solid special team player.
He was.
All right.
I was going to say Spurlock.
I was a brain buster.
Yeah. When was the last time the Buccaneers held an opponent for fewer than 200 net yards?
It had to be back in the day with our defense. With sapping those guys. It had to be like the 2000 to 2003 era.
No. Could have been 2010. We went 10-6 that year.
I'm going early 2000s.
It was a home game.
Okay. What year?
2010.
Oh,
look at you.
Look at me. Rondé Barber's last season.
Who would we have held to less than 200 points? Didn't he play his brother's team?
We dominated some teams that year.
I'm going Giants.
I'm going Panthers.
Seattle Bobos.
Oh.
They held Seattle to 174 yards.
Was that on my
birthday? December 26th.
Oh. Okay.
When and who did the Buccaneers throw a last shutout against?
Against the Baltimore Ravens 2001.
I love how you just come on. No.
I'm going to go. Who would we have beat up on?
A shutout.
Cincy or Cleveland?
Nope.
Jets?
Nope.
Who?
San Francisco 49ers.
No kidding.
November 21st, 2010.
Okay. Man, 10 was a good year.
I told you, 10. We should have went to the playoffs that year. We got cheated.
All right.
The last time this Tampa Bay Buccaneer punter punted a ball over 70 yards or more. Who was it?
Not who was before Pinion. It was probably like 2017 or 16, possibly. I think he was a Pro Bowler.
Longwell?
No, I can't remember. Why are you asking me for the answer?
I'm trying to give you a hint.
I don't know. I honestly don't know.
You remember, you know my punter thing with the Bucks? Who is it? Tom Thupa.
Thupa.
Booted a 71-yarder in the Superdome in 2002 during our Super Bowl run.
Jeez. Nice.
Oh, God, I would have never thought of that.
Tom
All right, Thupa. Last one. Here we go. All right. The last time the Buccaneers had 2 100-yard rushers in the same game, who were they?
2 100-yard rushers?
Mm-hmm.
Cadillac and who ran with Cadillac?
Jones.
Man? No. Who was it? Who ran with Cadillac?
I think it was Jones.
No.
But I think it dates back further than that.
Who is it?
I have no clue.
It's the only two that could possibly do it.
Cadillac and?
Nope.
Warwick Dunn and Mike Allstott?
Uh-huh. Thunder and Lightning.
Really?
Yep. Back in 2000. What was it? Or I think it was 98.
No,
I'm sorry.
That was probably 98, 99.
98. Allstott ran for 128 and Dunn had 115 against the Vikings. 27-24 Monday night victory. I think I remember
I was there for that.
Were you?
Yes, I was.
That was a good game.
That was also Sean King's first game, I think.
Do your thing.
I think
you're right, too. I think that was his performance when we all got on the Sean King bandwagon. So.
I didn't bandwagon.
Well, there's one thing I want to say with him regarding my Bose Buccaneer Brainbusters.
Uh-huh.
I think maybe Dog has gotten one of them since I started about 3 or 4 weeks ago.
And I've gotten several.
Oh, wait. I still have a trivia between you two that we got to do.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Let's do it.
Your weekly trivia.
Dog.
So you're going to get a disqualification if you answer incorrectly.
All right.
Oh.
Thanks, Dog. All right, go.
All right.
What you got?
We're at Tuesday Trivia.
Tuesday Trivia.
All right.
Answer's different.
And you guys understand the rules. Yep. Say your name to order to buzz in.
Got it.
Which player in Buccaneer history has recorded the most plays from scrimmage of 50 yards or more? Warwick Dunn, Mike Evans, Joey Galloway, Kevin House.
Chip. Joey Galloway.
Joey Galloway is incorrect.
Mike Evans.
Incorrect. Kevin House had 14 plays from scrimmage. All receptions that went for 50 yards or more. Mm-hmm. That's the most by any Buccaneer.
Mm-hmm.
I've never even heard of that guy.
Wow.
Which Buccaneer set a team record with 18 tackles in a single playoff game? Derek Brooks, David Lewis, Shelton Quarles. Sorry, Richard Wood.
Chip, Shelton Quarles.
Shelton Quarles. That is incorrect.
Derek Brooks.
Derek Brooks racked up 18 tackles against 14-13 postseason win over the Washington Redskins in 2000.
Damn it.
Brad Johnson was.
Sean's got one. And you both have. Chip has zero. Go figure.
Actually, I have three. But go ahead.
You have three what?
I have three victories.
This is a completely different game.
In a row. All right, go for it.
With what team did the Buccaneers trade during the 2020 draft to move up pick number 13 to select tackle Tristan Wirfs? Chip.
No, you got to say the teams.
Go ahead.
I said Cleveland.
Cleveland, incorrect. Dog, I'll give you the team names. The Niners, Broncos,
that's
Colts,
crap.
Or Cowboys.
Niners.
But that's crap.
How is that crap? You said your name. You buzzed in.
Doesn't matter. I buzzed in.
Does Jeopardy give you the options?
Was he right?
Yeah, he was right.
Moving on.
When you jump the gun, what happens? You get a flag. False start. Back it up. 10 yards.
Back it up. 10 yards. Are you ready for Chip's call outs? Because you don't know shit.
Yeah, let's do it.
Say what? All right. Well, it is the first day of the Rays playoff season for 2020.
God, here we go. What happened in
1926? They are currently
up 3-1.
Up 3-1 in the first game.
Top
so nine. I figured, why not have some fun with some Rays trivia and Rays fun facts?
Let's do it.
Fair enough.
Good pitch.
What was the original name of the Tampa Bay Rays? Was it the Stingrays, Manta Rays, Solar Rays, or Devil Rays?
Devil Rays.
That is correct. Ding, 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 ding.
Are we in a competition or are we just going?
Huh? This is just see if you guys know your stuff. Who hit the first home run in franchise history?
Quint McCracken.
Fred McGriff. Paul Sorrento. Bubba Trammell. Wade Box.
What'd you say first?
Who hit the first home run?
Paul
Sorrento.
Franchise?
Paul Sorrento is incorrect.
Randy Wynn.
What?
What'd you say?
Fred McGriff, Bubba Trammell, Wade Boggs, Paul Sorrento.
The first home run?
Yeah.
Paul Sorrento?
He said that, and that was incorrect. Wade Boggs is correct.
Really?
How many games did Tampa Bay win during the first season? 51, 63, 99, 114.
51. Or 50, what'd you say, 59?
51, 63, 99, 114.
Say 63.
51.
51 is incorrect. 63 is correct. 63 and 99. Which player stole 60 bases in a single season? Melvin Upton Jr., Carlos Pena, Akinori Iwamura, Carl Crawford.
Carl Crawford.
CC?
Go Crawford.
Correct. Who was the first Tampa Bay Ray to hit more than 40 home runs in a single season?
Jose Canseco.
Incorrect. Evan Longoria.
Greg Vaughn.
Carlos Pena. Logan Morrison.
It was Carlos Pena.
That is correct. Which Tampa Bay player was the subject of the Disney movie, The Rookie? Charlie Morton, Scott Kazmir, David Price, Joe Morris.
Joe Morris.
Correct. What kind of creature is the Tampa Bay Rays mascot? Sun Devil, Sea Dog, Dust Bunny, Stingray.
He's a Dust Bunny.
No. what was the second one?
Sea Dog.
Sea Dog.
Sea Dog is correct.
What's a Sea Dog?
What writer was blamed for Tampa Bay's 15-game losing streak in 2002? Stephen King, Nora Roberts, Michael Crichton, James Patterson.
What? Repeat the question.
What writer was blamed for Tampa Bay's 15-game losing streak in 2002?
Name them again.
Patterson, Crichton, Roberts, or Stephen King?
I don't know.
Patterson incorrect?
Stephen King.
Stephen King correct. Which Rays pitcher? Two more. Which Rays pitcher threw a ball that broke Sammy Sosa's bat, revealing a legal cork inside? Mr. Gonzalez, Travis Harper, Lance Carter, Jesus Colon.
Jesus Colon.
No, that's not it.
Jesus Colon.
That's incorrect.
Lance Carter, probably.
No, either Carter or Harper.
Harper is incorrect. Lance Carter is incorrect. Jeremy Gonzalez.
You said Mr. Gonzalez.
Yes. Okay, Mr. Gonzalez. Sorry.
I don't know who Mr. Gonzalez is.
How many Devil Rays were ejected in the August 29, 2000 game against the Red Sox? 2, 6, 4, or 8?
4.
I'm going to say like 6.
6?
8.
Ding, ding, ding. All right. And then lastly, guys, I found some pretty cool stuff about the Rays. Did you know that there were 5 teams considering moving to Tampa Bay before we announced that there was a franchise?
Yep.
Do you know that those teams were?
I know the Giants were one of
them. That's correct. Rangers, White Sox, Mariners, and the Twins were all considering relocating here.
When was that?
In 80s and 90s, local leaders tried to acquire MLB baseball teams. Tampa Bay Devil Rays were featured in the movie, as we just said, about the rookie. The Rays have 3 retired numbers currently right now. Wade Boggs, number 12. Jackie Robinson, number 42.
That's just throughout baseball.
Uh-huh. And who's the last one?
Don Zimmer.
That is
Don
correct. Zimmer. Number 66.
Believe it or not, he actually grew up down the street from my dad on TI.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I got to meet him when I was a bat boy for the Rays in 2008.
This is... I had a $10 bill around here somewhere. I think I gave it to you, didn't I?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I didn't put that back on the table.
And you gave me $2 and a quarter?
And $2 and quarters. I got a $10 of who can give me the name of the Sea Dog, of the Rays Sea Dog.
Raymond.
Raymond, no.
Hold on.
The name of the sea dog?
He's a species of dog.
Oh, I don't know. That's Riley Ray.
No. It's Canis Manta What the Fluffalus. What the Fluffalus.
Yeah, whatever, Disney.
I'm just saying, man. I thought you guys knew your race stuff.
I don't know about the mascot.
How about a notable fan ritual involves a rallying around DJ Kitty?
What about it?
DJ Kitty.
What about him?
I'm just saying it's a little weird.
You ever hear his meow mix?
No. Don't need to hear it. And lastly, kind of funny, the Rays has finally unveiled their 1998 game uniforms, official 1998 game uniforms, during a special fashion show where?
Oh. God damn, where they do it? They do it with the players and wives.
In New York.
No.
Weirdos.
The Florida Aquarium.
Yeah.
That was kind of fun.
They do that every year with the players and wives.
All right, so I guess we're reaching out to a fan, talk a little bit of Rays. Should be a sweet segment for me since I got no baseball knowledge whatsoever. Are we ready?
Yep, I'm giving him a call right now.
All right, you guys do your thing.
Hey, this is Adrian.
Hey, Adrian, this is Bo. Take a look at Fan. How you doing, man?
How's it going, man? Pretty good.
It's going good. We just sealed up that game one victory. How you feeling?
Oh, my goodness. I'm feeling great. Just watching it live. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I've been watching it while we're doing this whole podcast. We usually do them on Tuesday nights, and I've had the pleasure of staring at my screen watching us win.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah, it got a little shaky there at the end. But, yeah, what are your outsides? How far do you think we're going to take this thing this year?
Dude, I'm going to World Series.
You're going?
I'm going all the way.
What did you expect? No. What did you expect him to say? That no, they're going to bomb out this first series, man. Rays Rays are going down.
I'm here to ask questions, not assume what our fans are thinking.
Okay, fair enough.
So,
fair enough.
Yeah, we got a long. I think we got a long journey ahead, but I think this is one of the better teams we've ever put on the field, shortened season or not. I just like the whole makeup of our staff. It's just Snell today looked tremendous.
Is the first round
yes
best out of five, best out of seven?
It's a best of three series.
Best of three.
Best of three. They played back best of three here.
Today, tomorrow, Wednesday. Yep. Or today, tomorrow, and Thursday.
Today, tomorrow, Wednesday, and then they will move out west.
Okay. Oh, because it's guaranteed victory.
They're going out to a bubble.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
So, but yeah. So, are you a big Lightning fan too, I hear?
Big Lightning fan too, yeah.
Awesome. Where were you watching the game at last night?
Last night here at home, actually, we were watching all the other games. I just came back from a trip from Syracuse, and we stopped along the way through Philly because we drove. We saw a couple games in Philly. We watched the game before last night's in Savannah, which is pretty cool. So
Saturday night, yeah, Saturday.
So you watched every game because we had a debate about this. Not really a debate. A little earlier on this podcast is about the best game of the Dallas Lightning series, and I'm saying it was Saturday night's. Even though we lost, I think that was the best game by far.
Yeah, it was tight.
Yes,
it was. Yeah,
I'm thinking Stamkos when he came in for game.
That was
three.
That was sweet.
Was that game three?
Yeah, that was like a
first 2 minutes
storyline. You know, scene right there that happened.
Exactly. No, I agree with you, but I'm still saying the intensity of Saturday's game. I mean, literally, I was on the edge of my seat the entire time.
The anxiety killed
you. Yeah, anxiety killed. Yep, there it is. And as far as Rays, is Wade Boggs still playing? Or
Jesus. <that's okay. laughs> So, yeah, we got you covered. You're a Bucks. Are you a Bucks fan?
Yeah, I'm a whole Tampa fan, man.
Okay, I got to clarify. I don't really know you, so, you know. I just So that's our number one thing down here is talking a little bit about football. So.
I bet if we ask, what do you think for the Bucks this year, he's going to say, oh, Super Bowl, baby, all the way. Okay, Super Bowl. We're going to go to the Super Bowl. I mean, would you agree?
A little piece of my heart is hoping for a Stanley Cup, World Series, and Super Bowl.
Yeah. Just a little piece of your heart.
I was calling for that one. Yeah.
I might streak. If that happens, we get the trifecta.
Oh, you're streaking. We get Lex, get that on tape.
I might. 100%. I might.
All right. So then, let me ask you this. This is a best of. So how many different, like, if we win this win, I should say as a Rays win this series. Okay. How many do you have to go? How many games? Like, I mean. Yeah, how many brackets? Thank you. How many levels of the bracket?
There's three rounds of the playoffs.
Three rounds of the playoffs.
There's a wild card divisional, and then there's the AL championship round.
And then you go into the World Series. Okay. All right. So, and you're thinking that this is going to be a sweep of the Blue Jays?
Yeah. Do you think there's going to be any teams that are going to give us trouble as far as, like, in the playoffs if we play them? I think Minnesota and the Athletics are two teams to watch out for.
Adrian, what are your thoughts?
I am really looking forward to the Athletics-White Sox matchup. That's going to be an interesting matchup.
That is, yeah. I think the guy had, a perfect game going into the six or something I saw earlier.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm worried about those White Sox. I think, to me, the White Sox, they look like the most powerful team, but, again, they really haven't played anybody all season.
Is no one talking about – I thought the Dodgers were, like, the top team.
They're on
like,
the West.
I understand.
If we see them, they'll be in the World Series.
So you think it's going to be them in the World
Series? I'm not worried about that at all.
You're not worried about that yet?
No.
Okay, cool. We're sweeping the Blue Jays. I just need to go around the table here. Adrian, you say we're sweeping as well?
Oh, yeah. We're taking out the brooms.
Okay.
I like this guy.
Okay. And then, so, just out of curiosity, who do you think is going to be in the round two against the Rays? Just if you had to call it right now, you would say money says what?
I think we play the winner out of the Yankees Cleveland series.
Yeah,
that's correct.
Is that who it is, Adrian?
So who's taking it?
What was the question?
Who we play after we beat the Blue Jays? Is the winner out of the Yankees Cleveland?
I'm gonna go Cleveland.
Cleveland.
I think it would be Yankees.
Yankees are up on them right now, 5-1.
Yankees are up 5-1.
Still are, though. But all right, man. Well, yeah, cool. Maybe we can call you in next Tuesday and check in with you. And hopefully,
man,
we still got more Rays baseball to talk about.
Every time you guys
talk
about
baseball.
Yeah,
man, I'd love to. Keep me updated.
Cool, man. We'll definitely give you a shout next week.
Awesome, man.
All right, brother. Thank you.
All right, thanks.
I'm gonna give up my spot.
That's my Ray.
We need to like call like a Rays fan that could just speak for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I got no knowledge.
Well, you're asking questions that are just wasting time.
Really?
Dead air.
He said
unbelievable.
He said Wade Boggs.
I thought he said
it's all for fun and laughs, man.
I thought he still played.
That's giggles right. And shits.
So I haven't heard back from our other contestant. I guess he's tied up doing laundry or baby food or something.
Oh, that guy?
Yeah, that guy.
The guy you heard tried to fill my seat with one time?
Yeah, he's a close. That's somehow right. That we lost the episode?
I don't know how that happened.
I think, you know what?
Oh, Sean.
You know
yeah.
what? We were just talking about this because we were in Orlando and we had a good buzz going on. He goes, you got to find the episode of what we predicted for the Rays record. He goes, I think I was spot on at 40-20 or... He said something like that.
I think we got it still. I think we have it.
Do we have it?
I think we do.
I'd love to hear it.
Yeah. No, I think we do. I'm just messing with you guys.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So that's it. But, guys, again, look for us on all the podcast forums now, from Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, going down the list, Podcast Addict, Podchaser, Deezer.
Hotline is always available 24/7, 365, except Sundays.
727-388-1644, text line. Dog, I think our studio line still rings in at 844-542-4111.
Make sure you follow us on Twitter and Instagram.
Be on the lookout for that FanDuel challenge. You don't want to smoke.
Yeah, first 20. We need to get that filled.
I do have a wild card from the weekend.
Oh, yeah?
I saw a name, a running back from Kentucky, Cavassier Smoke.
Oh.
Cavassier.
Be on the lookout for Cavassier.
I'd love
smoke.
To meet that guy's parents.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Again, thanks for listening. Check us out. Instagram, Twitter. Check out our website, takeitlikeafan.com. Go to all the podcast forums and find us.
Bucks, Bolts, and Rays. Let's go.
Hoo, hoo.